From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It is Sunday, the 9th day of January, 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Jim Mars, historian, researcher, professor, best-selling author, will be joining us live because he's a real expert when it comes to confirmed evidence of Manchurian candidate type activity with Sirhan Sirhan, Mark David Chapman, John Hinckley Jr., and many others. In fact, you know, I read books he wrote 15 years ago or more breaking down Sirhan Sirhan and Robert Kennedy and that whole situation. And years later, in 2005, 2008, they had mainstream news like the London Independent, London Guardian, even Reuters here in the United States, reporting on the fact that they'd done the acoustic checks and the bullet checks, and that Sirhan Sirhan wasn't the guy that shot Robert F. Kennedy. That's what the police and others said at the time. And that he was just there firing wildly, and then while his hand was pinned down, shots were still being fired. And we even now know the CIA agent who was there firing the shots from behind Sirhan Sirhan. And obviously the reason we're going to be covering this coming up in 45 minutes is because of the unfolding situation that had, that happened yesterday morning at a grocery store there in Arizona, in Tucson. Jared Lee Loeffner, they've always got three names, don't they? Poets and assassins. Jared Lee Loeffner, and there's a dead federal judge. He shot the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords into the brain, but she reportedly is alive and responsive. The brain's amazing. You know, they've had cases in mining explosions where a crowbar is all the way through someone's head and it's removed and they're fine. Or they've had cases where somebody gets punched in the temple lightly and they fall over dead. So we hope for her the best. And I've seen some people out there on the web saying, oh, too bad that, you know, he didn't get all of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, the fundamental problem in this country and worldwide is us individually. Sure, the Supreme Court legalized abortion back in 1973, and we've had 51 million dead babies since then. But what's wrong with us as a country that we haven't educated people that this is barbaric and wrong? You know, Congress has gotten out of control because we've let them get out of control. And if more of this happens, the system is going to use this to push a crackdown on the population, and that's going to explode even bigger and cause more dead people on both sides. Statistically leans towards the globalist favor if we get violent. I don't want violence. I want to have a peaceful restoration of our republic. This guy hooked in with the white supremacist, very creepy, Fed-run gaggle of individuals, and that adds towards the weight on one side that this was a federal mind control operation, which are very real. I mean, those are admitted in 1977 congressional hearings to be one of the biggest covert, not just CIA, but defense intelligence, overall Pentagon, private university operations ever. I mean, they are obsessed with mind control, erasing memories, creating kind of wind-up toy people who have their memory erased but have a total compulsion. And that's what Jared Lee Loeffner on his MySpace and Facebook and all these places said. I can't rest. I've got to do this. I've got a compulsion. Sorry. Now, that also mirrors what a regular, out-of-their-mind, violent, schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic would do, because they artificially create an artificial paranoid schizophrenia, and then they point it and direct the compulsion that everything's going to be all right, and they're going to be in a heaven, Mount Olympus, Valhalla, Nirvana, great consciousness-expanding moment when they kill their subject. But it's hard to tell if it was a mind control operation or not, because both mirror each other. But it's got the telltale cookie cutter signs there. We'll be breaking it all down when we come back on the other side of this quick break. Jim Mars coming up in about 40 minutes. I'm Alex Jones. The Drudge Report is linked to one of our key articles. We'll cover that when we come back.
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. It is the ninth day of January 2011 on this Sunday edition. We have former Fort Worth Star-Telegram crime reporter, professor, best-selling author, researcher. He wrote the book that was, of course, then turned into Oliver Stone's film JFK. Jim Marrs joining us in about T-minus 40 minutes. He will be joining us from the DFW area. He is an expert on political assassination, both where they just have patsies and have somebody they set up and blame for the shooting, a James Earl Ray, a Lee Harvey Oswald, or a Tim McVeigh type operation where they blame the operation on one of their throwaway puppets. But he's also an expert on confirmed instances and the congressional reports of 1977 on MKUltra, MK Naomi. Mind control. Now, I don't know if this Jared Lee Loughner, who from his own Facebook photos looks like a complete demon, I don't know if this guy is under mind control or not, but we know that Sirhan was, that's even the London Independent and London Guardian, here's the headlines right here, was Robert Kennedy killed by a real Manchurian candidate-style assassin? That's what the L.A. Police Department thinks. London Guardian, new evidence challenges official picture of Kennedy shooting. Same thing. So that's all come out on that front. Sirhan, Mark David Chapman, John Hinckley Jr. We're going to be talking about that coming up with Jim Marrs in about 40 minutes, as I said. By the way, the reason a lot of that mind control questions are there is, and we can punch this up on screen, we're not just a radio show, we're also streaming a video of everything we're talking about at prisonplanet.tv if you want to go over and actually watch it. Here's a screenshot from his YouTube channel. It hasn't been taken down yet. His MySpace was, but we were able to copy that. And the whole thing is mind control. He says, if I'm the mind controller, then I control the belief and the religion. And I've studied the creepy declassified evidence of MKUltra, MK Naomi, the admitted government mind control operation, and the people who are under mind control always believe they are the mind controller, and they always believe they're working for the government on a secret mission. Well, it turns out he told people months ago he was on a secret mission for the government. We have sworn affidavits from Terry Nichols and others that McVeigh told the guards and others at every prison he was at that he'd been on a secret mission for the government. And then we were able to get FBI documents via four-year lawsuits, and it turned out he was working for the government. Kind of like Fox News reported 3 months ago, Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in al-Qaeda on 9/11, number one in operations under bin Laden today, secretly meeting at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11 with the Army, top brass, including the Secretary of the Army. Oh, he ran the Fort Hood shooter, who was also a psychiatrist and wrote about mind control. He ran the underwear bomber that witnesses saw last Christmas, the Christmas before last, a little over a year ago, looking drugged and disheveled, being put on the plane without a passport. Later, that was confirmed. Detroit Free Press, Associated Press, 2 months after our witnesses on this show, listeners of this broadcast, Kurt Haskell and his wife, both lawyers, witnessed the whole thing. And the FBI said it wasn't true. And 2 months later, the Undersecretary of State, Mr. Kennedy, came out and said, yes, we were ordered to get him on the plane by an unnamed intelligence agency. AP, boom, in your face. Boom, who's running him? A CIA asset, Anwar al-Awlaki. Boom. Okay, so for anybody living in denial about this, this is the facts, and I'm going to walk through all of it. But the establishment didn't waste any time. Within hours, they were on his Facebook, on his MySpace, on his YouTube, and I have watched all the videos on there. I spent all my time yesterday, hours and hours today, deeply researching it. I checked all the millions of comments on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, nothing from him, nothing on the web associated with us, Ron Paul, anybody. And so what does the Southern Poverty Law Center do with Mr. Potok? He blames Ayn Rand, the Fountainhead author. We got this clip coming up. And David Icke, can't even get his name right, calls him David Icke, calls him a right-winger. If David Icke doesn't believe in the left-right paradigm, but if he was anything, you'd call him a New Age leftist, though he wouldn't like that term. That's the closest mainline label. I mean, the guy's all into higher consciousness, basically Buddhism and total nonviolence. I mean, now they're getting kind of, you know, guys, a guy that covers UFOs and stuff, blaming it on him, who calls for total nonviolence. I mean, we're going to get David on this week to respond to it. I mean, this is crazy. I'm just glad they're not blaming yours truly. Remember back in 2009, Richard Poplawski, his mother was kicking him out of the house. He had two pit bulls urinating all over the floor. He just got out of the Marine Corps. He was drunk in the early morning hours. He refused to get rid of the dogs. His mother tried to kick him out. He threw a fit, shot three cops when they got there. Within hours, the news said he did it because of me. And then we actually got the contents were made public of his internet. He was visiting CNN, Fox, and he was all over my website attacking me because I'm against violence. And he was a white supremacist. But they blame, and I forced a retraction in five newspapers. But within 2 hours of those cops being dead, they tried to blame yours truly. I mean, I'm the one being death threatened by the white supremacists. Go on the internet. It's everywhere. I'm sick of it. And you know why, don't you? Because we force it out in the news, and then it came out in the Orlando newspaper 3 years ago that the FBI was creating and running the white supremacist groups and having marches through black and Hispanic neighborhoods. We forced it out that Hal Turner was an FBI national security asset that's now come out in federal court, that talk show host who attacked me every day and sent people after me trying to get folks to do violent things. They don't like it because I know they work for the feds. We have the lawyers on like Jesse Trinidou, who sued and got the documents at the Southern Poverty Law Center, was running Elohim City that McVeigh was at. Not infiltrating it, running it. They set this stuff up, and that's why they're after me. And they're very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous people. Okay? And that's why the white supremacists are after yours truly, because I know who they're working for. They go out and find mentally ill, insane, violent people, and they try to get them to go out and do violent things so they can use that to crack down on everybody's free speech, everybody's Second Amendment. Just like it's come out, New York Times, Washington Post. I just covered it again Friday. It was in Salon, you know, headline. Martinez, he was the latest bomber they were going to have in Maryland. Couldn't cook bomb, couldn't get anything ready. The FBI recruited him, tried to help him make it. They go out and find mentally ill prison convicts and people. And if they're Mexican, they try to make them Muslims. Or if they're black, they try to make them Muslims. Or if they're Hispanic, they try to make them Muslims. If they're white, they try to make them white supremacists. And that's what the prisons are. We have the biggest prison population in the world. And in the prisons, you got the white supremacist wing, you got the Mexican supremacist wing, you got the black supremacist wing, and that's the end of it. And that's the government actually fosters that and puts you in your wing, and then they're giant colleges of how to be an extremist dirtbag. And then they get out of prison, and the FBI and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these groups are there to handle them and manipulate them and control them. Now, this guy fits the bill. And we've got an incredible photo of him up at Infowars.com from his Facebook, and we'll put it up on screen when we come back from break. But it's the top photo on our article, and it's updated. Arizona assassin obsessed with mind control. Obsessed with mind control. And, again, the article is up on the Drudge Report. It's one of the top stories up on the Drudge Report. He's linked to our report. Arizona assassin obsessed with mind control. And then we have links to the congressional hearings admitting the CIA does have mind control. We have links to all the mainstream news articles admitting that mind control has been involved in other assassinations. And we're going to walk through all of this ahead of Jim Marsh joining us. Now, I'm not saying he was under mind control. But if we know mind control exists, and we know our government and other governments have been involved in it, and he fits the MO of that, and they're already politically using this out of the gates, we're going to look at it. He may have just been a complete violent, paranoid schizophrenic, which then mirrors what mind control looks like, because they artificially create that schizoid condition.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You got it.
Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're listening on the radio, I would direct you to thedrudgereport.com. We posted so many articles, so much analysis with my crew, that it's already moved off the main page into archives. The Drudge has still got it up in the top links. It's the next to the bottom there at drudgereport.com. Obsessed with mind control. That's the article you want to read. And then it's been updated today with another article by Paul Joseph Watson. Toning down the rhetoric means obeying big government. Arizona assassin obsessed with mind control. And that, of course, is Jared Lee Loeffner, who shot in the head Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who, thank God, is not dead and is responding. We hope she has a full recovery. Killed a little 9-year-old girl, killed a federal judge, killed 3 other people, 6 dead, a whole bunch of others obviously wounded. Everybody knows those facts. The larger issue here is, who is this guy really, A? And B, how dare Keith Olbermann, and Fox News for that matter, not just MSNBC, but also Fox News, but even more so Keith Olbermann, we're going to play a clip of this coming up, come out and say with the Southern Poverty Law Center that this is the fault of Ayn Rand? You know, a lady who wrote books 50-something years ago about peaceful resistance to tyranny. And they actually say in this clip that anybody who thinks about the individual against the state or the individual being more important than the state, that's the fundamentals of America. That's what the founding fathers said. That's why our republic has always been different. And they say that's just terrible. Then they go on to demonize David Icke and call him a right-wing conspiracy theorist. David Icke, if you want to use terms that are kind of mainstream, is kind of like a New Age type guy, all about peace and love. And by the way, there's no mention of David Icke because the guy talks about conscious dreaming, which is talked about by hundreds and hundreds of authors that I know of. Again, kind of a New Age or Buddhist type deal. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. I've read all this guy's stuff. I've watched all his videos. Nothing about Ayn Rand. Nothing about David Icke. They just take vague terms and say that means he's right wing. Well, really, the main thing he praises in videos and in text, the main thing is the Communist Manifesto. That's more Obama or Keith Olbermann. I mean, this is a guy. He also likes Mein Kampf, which the controlled left in this country has taught folks is right wing. They were national socialist. Hitler was a vegetarian. He wanted big government to run people's lives. Now, he used a fascist system to rob the population, but he was a socialist. That's what Nazi means, National Socialist Workers' Party. Now, continuing here, I am just so blown away by this, but Fox News goes further. They don't say left-wing or right-wing. They say conspiracy theorist because Jared Lee Loeffner talked about currencies. But he didn't talk about gold and silver. He talked about some other weird, quacky currency. And, of course, that's one of the hottest issues in the world right now because currencies are being devalued. I mean, you know, in the 1980s when Mexico devalued its peso, people were talking about that, not because they were white supremacists or because they wanted to shoot 9-year-olds, but because they were losing their purchasing power. I mean, that's all over the news every day, the currency wars that are happening, how the Chinese are coming out and not trading in the dollar anymore and moving away from it. So the overall message here is, if anybody does anything wrong, then it's everyone's fault who has any political agreements with them. Really, I didn't see MSNBC do that last year with the guy that took all the hostages at Discovery Channel who thought there were too many people and was a big leftist environmentalist. I didn't see that. Or I don't hear them freaking out all the time, you know, when left-wing people do things that are bad. Since when are we this collectivist model where we now have this world of social media where everybody talks about who they are and what they are? And so I guess if somebody's a child molester and they own stock in Coca-Cola, does that mean Coca-Cola is doing things? No. I mean, it's just amazing guilt by association. And I've got a big stack of articles here today. Here is Yahoo News. In the aftermath of the Giffords shooting, a debate over heated political rhetoric. You know, should it be restricted? Here's another one out of NPR. Vitriol cited as possible factor in Arizona tragedy. It goes on from there. Paul Watson has a big article on this. Political hacks waste no time in shamelessly exploiting Giffords shooting to demonize political opposition. And what do we have going on at the same time? We have the big headlines out there. Obama wants Internet ID to track you in real time everywhere you travel on the web. Another big headline. FCC wants to restrict hate speech on Internet, declaring jurisdiction over the web and saying what you can and can't say. In many countries in Europe, you're not allowed to criticize the government or you get arrested now. This is a tyranny. And so they set the precedent that, oh, we don't let extremists have speech, and then it turns out to be everybody. If everyone doesn't have free speech, no one does. And, of course, we're going to go into a violent climate with the economy imploding, joblessness well above 22%. The government says 9.6, total fraud, according to all the mainline economists out there. We have this sickening culture of death. I was watching this guy's videos. It's him dressed up as a Grim Reaper playing really freaked out Marilyn Manson style. Lots of bodies hit the floor. Lots of bodies hit the floor. All this stuff that little guys in the basement who only eat MSG-filled Hot Pockets, they sit in there playing violent death video games all day. They can't get any women. They think they're real tough walking around the streets. You see them all the time, like, you know, 10 or 15 of them walking down the drag at UT in black, all trying to look scary. And I'm just like, automatically just want to, I see a pack of weakness. I just want to, who wants a war? I'm like, here I am, punks. And they always scurry off. But they're real tough when they got a gun. They're a bunch of vampire wannabe pibs dressed up in black that think they're tough. And every once in a while, they're all into having crazed eyes and trying to scare people. In fact, if we can, let's put that image of this scumbag back up there. Whether he was mind-controlled or not, he was definitely a schizophrenic Fruit Loop. You can't make up this type of violent, paranoid schizophrenia. Go watch these videos. This guy dressed up like a Grim Reaper burning an American flag, and just look into his eyes, just a crazed scumbag. Let me tell you something. That's what the Second Amendment's for. Mexico has now had 30,000 deaths. I keep saying 28,000 deaths for like the last 6 months. I looked at the numbers this weekend. It passed in December over 30,000 deaths in the last 2 years down there. Police, mayors, members of their Congress, they've had presidential candidates killed. They have a total gun ban in Mexico. No citizen can own a gun. You got a paramilitary, out of control, narcotics trafficking state, more citizens, more cops, more members of government being killed because there's a total gun ban. The answer is more guns. It was citizens that tackled this lunatic and stopped him. It was a woman that grabbed the clip away after he'd fired a bunch of rounds. It was men that then tackled him. Good job for them. There should have been a concealed carry person there to kill that guy. Somebody like that came around here, I got a 357 Magnum right here to deal with them. And that congresswoman should have been packing heat. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More guns, less crime. We can stop this scum.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Jared Lee Loeffner fits the bill in photographs, looks like a complete psychopath. He watches videos into death, into darkness. If you had to look at his type, he's basically like an Eric Harris or a Kleibold Columbine type who liked communists, who liked Nazis, who was an atheist. He was an atheist. He was into death. He made jokes constantly at college about loving abortion. It's always the same. The guy that shot up the Pentagon was into that. Harris and Kleibold were into that. And boy, if you research that, that had weird government fingerprints all over it. 240-something bombs brought into the building. That's CBS News. Half the school empty. Harris and Kleibold made weird videos about attacking the school. Nothing was done. They had death education at the school. They were on Prozac-type drugs. It was confirmed in the Rocky Mountain newspaper that the SWAT team had at least shot some of the kids. Other witnesses said there were other shooters inside. That was said with this event. I mean, when you really study this stuff, it gets super creepy. And is this a mind control program, some type of mind control overlay, that they're always into black trench coats and things, and he's dressing up like the Grim Reaper, burning American flags, and he loves the Communist Manifesto? And then CNN, MSNBC, here's Politico right here. I'll show folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv a document cam shot. It says Loeffner's ties to conspiracy theory. And it's just bizarre to see that. Then he also claims he was part of a secret government operation in Afghanistan. You see that with McVeigh, and then in court documents it turned out he was involved in secret army operations after he got out. You see that with these other shooters. But it mirrors normal schizophrenia, normal paranoid, delusional schizophrenics. Because when the government gets you for an MKUltra type mind control operation, on record, this came out in the congressional hearings, we're going to cover it with an expert coming up in the next segment, they break your mind into compartments, and then you have a compulsion. If you want to see an accurate representation of it, see the movie The Manchurian Candidate, the new version with Denzel Washington, minus the microchips. They do admittedly have chips that can control the brain. I saw studies over 30 years ago in the 70s, done in the 70s, where they had remote control cockroaches, rats, monkeys, and now humans. Humans who are paralyzed have volunteered and had chips put in their brains and been able to get motor control. But it's just a very, very bizarre what's going on. But to see the media go into absolute overdrive with this and really call for restricting free speech, it is extremely creepy. Speaking of conspiracy theory, before I go further, in 2000, in 2005, over 90% of the scientists from two different federal agencies, the Food and Drug Administration, but also the Environmental Protection Agency, got together and the heads of their unions sent giant signed letters, signed by thousands, to Congress and others saying sodium fluoride is causing brain damage, at least doubling cancer. Here's the mainline studies. It's causing dental fluorosis. Please take it out of the water. We get called kooks for that. Well, here is MSNBC and Associated Press. Too much fluoride in water, government says. High levels cause spots on teeth. Recommended limit to be lowered. See, they know you're waking up and filtering it, so they're going, okay, we'll lower it. But it's being added to food now. It's being added to the – it's in the toothpaste, folks. And causing your teeth to fracture and causing dental fluorosis is only the tip of the iceberg. But again – we were kooks to talk about that for decades. Now it's admitted, and more is coming out. We were kooks to tell you that the regular flu shot, again, more than doubles your chances of getting next season's flu. That's mainline, hundreds of studies going back decades. Now that's admitted. British Medical Journal, tenfold increase in seizures in children that take flu shots regularly. Now they're calling for it not to be given to people under six. More and more of what we cover here. Just go back 5 years ago, you'd be a kook if you talked about the Federal Reserve. It was a buzzword. Now, 80-plus percent wanted audited or abolished in Gallup polls, and we're very close to auditing it, and people know it's what really runs the country. So just like people didn't know about the Federal Reserve being private 5 years ago or fluoride being deadly 5 years ago, most people don't know mind control is certified, admitted, tens of billions have been spent on it. It's real, folks. It's not just in Hollywood movies. We're going to be covering that. But first, I want to play this sickening, sickening, sickening clip where they say Ayn Rand is bad. I mean, a best-selling author, dead for decades, a feminist, not liberal, not conservative. Now it's her fault. And then David Icke, former head of the Green Party in England, if you had to give him a mainstream label, a liberal New Ager, calls for total Zen Buddhist, you know, nonviolence. And that's who the Southern Poverty Law Center blames for this. It is outrageous, outrageous. It's a seven-minute clip. It's up on Infowars.com and watch the whole thing. And they also claim if you're into precious metals, you're somehow a terrorist. because the guy mumbled about currencies, which he wasn't even talking about silver and gold. I mean, this guy is crazy. Any way you slice it, whether it's happened naturally or it's artificial. And, I mean, do we blame every liberal out there because the guy liked the Communist Manifesto? I mean, this is – since when in America do these people want to silence political debate? They want to demonize anybody having free speech to shut it down. Here's the clip.
We are admittedly in somewhat speculative territory still here, as it clarifies. However, this is one of the rare cases where a political assassin, if Loeffner is indeed guilty, has been caught alive. And whatever questions we have tonight, the gunman himself, in theory, can someday answer, although the sheriff says he has invoked his right to remain silent. Until then, let's draw on the expertise of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks political militancy in this country. And Mark Potok is the director of the center's intelligence project. Thanks for your time tonight, sir.
Thank you for having me, Keith.
Loeffner's internet trail, does it tell us anything about his politics? Does that specific reference to the 8th District, the Congresswoman's District, does that step out of the incoherence, or is it just part of the incoherence?
Well, you're right that reading through all of his materials, or the materials that are purported to be his, that he sounds quite mad, out of his mind. But there is a thread through the material that really seems pretty clear, and that thread has to do with seeing the government as an enemy. The books you mentioned, there's a theme that runs through all of them, in particular the Ayn Rand book, the idea of the individual against the state. But there are ideas like the idea of the only legitimate currency being backed by gold and silver. You know, that's a core idea of the radical right in this country. The idea, weirdly enough, of controlling grammar, of somehow the government using grammar to control the people, is an idea that exists on the radical right. There's a particular person, a man named David Wynn Miller, who has plugged this idea over the years. This man also talked quite a lot in these strange videos of his about what he called conscience dreaming, but I think is almost certainly meant to be conscious dreaming, which is an idea that also has been kind of tossed around on the radical right, in particular by a kind of British conspiracy theorist by the name of David Icke. So a lot of these ideas, his burning of the flag, his talking about the government as treasonous and using mind control to control the rest of us and so on, these are all ideas or kind of shards of ideas that exist.
And then I've got a whole stack of mainstream news calling for restricting freedom on the web, people getting in trouble if they talk bad about the government. Potok of the Southern Slimy Center is there trying to demonize the libertarian conservative movement in this country. This country was founded on small government, founded on not trusting it. Look at the trouble we've gotten in because of big government. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, he then goes on to say the radical right is into silver and gold. That's in the Constitution that's our money. But now Congress isn't even controlling our currency. That's controlled by the private Federal Reserve in violation of the Constitution. So just incredible. And as things get worse and worse, as Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it. When things get crazy, people get crazy. And as they're going to try to use this to bring even more tyranny. We're going to look at the mind control angle straight ahead.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be looking next hour at Jared Lee Loeffner. And I got to tell you, the evidence is leaning towards mind control. Electroshock, drugs, then they literally program the brain where they have a compulsion to kill. He told friends that. He talked about it on his MySpace. And I don't come at this just because I like to say, oh, there aren't lunatics out there that go out and do violent things. I come at this because I've been doing research for 16 years on air, really 18 years on and off air. And I have the L.A. Times where it came out that the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, was a CIA MKUltra mind control victim. He volunteered for it when he was at Princeton and then disappeared for several years. I know that Lee Harvey Oswald, it came out, and Jim Marrs, the real expert on that, is about to talk about it, was in the same LSD experiments. You can't make this stuff up. And then when you look at a lot of the other famous people, Sirhan. I mean, I've got London Independent and the Guardian newspaper saying conclusively it was a Manchurian candidate. Mark David Chapman, complete operation. Told friends and family, girlfriend is working for the government. John Hinckley Jr. We could spend hours on each one of these. The point is, these are real programs. This is going on. But as for the idea that we can go download your computer when you kill somebody, and then blame anyone that you liked for it is crazy. And the media said there were WMDs in Iraq when they knew it wasn't true, and now over 1 million dead Iraqis, 6,000 dead U.S. troops. You know, there you can really point out where lies are leading to violence. But the government's doing politically destructive things. There is a move towards revolution in this country. I want to keep it peaceful. But right now, they have a reason to stage these false flags, to mail government buildings, these firecracker bombs, as a way to start using this giant police state and the telescreens going in, the Walmarts and the surveillance and the TSA on the streets. That's what this is all about. So joining us at least 30 minutes, maybe even longer in the next hour, but he's on a deadline for a book he's writing, is Jim Mars, a real expert on this area. And I'm an expert, too, but he's a super expert on these Manchurian candidates. Jim Mars is an American former newspaper journalist, New York Times best-selling author, who's a crime reporter for the Four Star Telegram, and articles on a wide range of cover-ups. He wrote the book for Oliver Stone's film. It just goes on and on. He taught the first college course on the JFK assassination at the University of Texas at Arlington. He's a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth. JimMars.com is his website. Jim, this is a quick segment. We're going to come back. But let's go through some of the history of MK Ultra over and over again. I've got to say, over 80% of the time, we end up proving that these guys were in government programs. They had a shooter years ago up in Fort Worth, 12 years ago, turned out was in a secret Navy mind control program. Remember the guy that went in the Baptist church?
Yeah, that was the church shooting, yeah.
I mean, it just never ends. We're not the ones reporting this. We're just covering it. You've got the floor on the history of mind control.
Well, this really goes back, again, to the Nazis. As you well know, since you've read and promoted my book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. In fact, the judges at the Nuremberg war crime trials sentenced 7 German scientists to death for their part in human mind control experiments. Well, the CIA picked it up, and by 1954, the artichoke program was underway as part of the CIA's technical services staff. And they were not alone. The Navy was also working at this. And that's why in 1959 we saw the book The Manchurian Candidate, which was made into that movie with Frank Sinatra during the Korean War, early 50s. There was a lot of concern about them getting hold of some of our soldiers and brainwashing them and turning them into brainwashed assassins and spies. And what's amazing is there was a Marine at Atsugi Base in Japan who served with Lee Harvey Oswald, who said that Oswald had been part of an LSD experiment there. So while I personally do not think that Oswald was necessarily a brainwashed assassin, that we still have the telltale fingerprints of government mind control experiments and drug experiments. They even killed a man named Olson who threw himself out of a window after being surreptitiously flipped LSD. This is your tax dollars in action. So it's certainly not anyways far out of line to be talking about brain control.
Well, they had the 77 hearings where they admitted they spent billions of dollars in creating mind control assassins who have no memory.
Exactly. And the thing is, too, if you'll go back to some of the notorious shooting instances, Cho at Virginia Tech, which, by the way, was right there by Blackburn, Tennessee, which is some of these mind control and drug experiments were going on, and the shooting down at Fort Hood, which was an Army psychiatrist, who ended up shooting a lot of people that belonged to the psychiatric department. Now, you know, what's going on here? Well, of course, the media, all they can talk about is guns. You know, guns. Well, you know, come on, I grew up in Texas. We all had guns. We took guns to school sometime. Nobody shot anybody. The difference is drugs. It's the drugs. Cho, the two boys at Columbine, all these guys, they were all on psychiatric, psychotropic drugs. And when you get people on those types of drugs, you got all kinds of problems.
And by the way, just to interrupt and back you up, in the 1980 trials of Prozac, they found a massive increase in psychotic breaks, people going into almost a dream state, and that their normal impulse control was no longer there. So if you got somebody who already leaning towards psychopathic behavior, then you get a woman drowning her 4 kids or chopping their arms off, or people going in, and in almost every case, I can't even think of any, Kip Kinkle, Harris Kleibold, the list, they're always on Prozac-type serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which also were developed for the government decades before as psychotropic mind control drugs. Please continue.
Exactly. In fact, at first of 2009, I believe, the largest cause of death in the U.S. military was suicide. They even shut down Fort Campbell, Kentucky for a time because they were having such an outbreak of suicide, and all those people were given psychiatric drugs. It's the drugs, but you're not going to hear about that in the corporate-controlled mass media because the pharmaceutical corporations are one of, if not their largest, advertisers. So they're not going to talk about that. But, Alex, you do, you can, and you do.
Please continue getting into mind control.
Okay. Well, you had Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, who was authorized by Alan Dulles, who, let's not forget, sat on the Warren Commission to figure out, gee, what really happened to President Kennedy. And he began to set up the MKUltra program. Of course, and even with all we know today, and all of that's been well documented, it's been the object of congressional committees, but even with what we know today, we don't really know the full extent of that because Richard Helms ordered Gottlieb to destroy all of their documentation. But it's all been continued on at Plum Island and at Fort Detrick and all of these other places. And one of the things in my new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, which I want to thank you, Alex, for helping to promote, there's a whole section on mycoplasma. Mycoplasma is a wall-less protein that actually activates disease, bacteria, and viruses, and causes a variety of ailments, such as fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, diabetes type 2, just on and on. But it depends on your individual proclivity. Now, this is an incredibly wonderful biological weapon because most doctors can't find it because they're looking for a virus or a bacteria, and you can't find it.
And that's Plum Island, just like the Lyme's disease.
Exactly. And this mycoplasma, by the way, is probably the cause of Lyme disease. And we had this. The Nazis brought it over. We perfected it, crystallized it, turned it into a synthetic, and in 1986 sold it to Saddam Hussein. And then, of course,
and that came out in congressional hearings.
Yes. And then during the first Gulf War, he used it against the U.S. troops who then carried this back over to the United States. And according to several doctors, this is now has spread throughout the United States population.
And the government's got the treatment for it, but won't tell the troops because then they'd have to admit that it came from what our own government gave Saddam Hussein. That's even come out. Congressional hearings. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. We're going to start the second hour. Some stations, 5-6 minutes, who carry the news. And I want to get into the history of mind control. Sirhan with RFK, so many others. Then we're going to look at Jared Lee Loeffner, this demonic creature who killed all of these people and wounded so many others. And the media now saying restrict free speech in America because of this. Are we going to let them further destroy the Republic because of their walking dead they got out there? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.